Once upon a time, soon or long ago, we walked together along a soft path through a forest of big trees. As we walk, the sun breaks through the canopy, sending shafts of brilliance dancing through the forest, dappling the forest floor with bright spots of beauty. Birds sing and butterflies never collide as they swirl in kaleidoscopic funnel clouds of exquisite detail up and around the tree trunks. In a while, we come to a small clearing. In the center is a fire pit with a pile of wood carefully laid and ready for flame. We follow the leader slowly, moving to the left to circle sunwise around the clearing. Now, find a spot and get comfortable. Breathe gently, easily. Gaze deeply into, here's something we can do together. I ask you, shall we put our intentions together and spark this fire? Do we share the same desire? Together we breathe and imagine and allow. And shortly, magically, there's a wisp of smoke and a lick of flame and poof, the dry wood bursts into flame. In the bright flicker of the light, we bask together in the warm results of our co-creative efforts. The flames are hypnotic. Your gaze is held, and you don't notice that dusk has gently fallen around us. Stars are coming out, and the trees are growing larger. Much larger. How can that be? Perhaps we are changing perspective. Are we getting smaller? You feel a bit dizzy, but you manage, and then you realize, yes, we are getting smaller. As you make that connection and pull your attention back away from the fire, you realize there are many more here, gathered here in the small glade, than those with whom we came. We must be fairy size. Sitting quietly here by the fire, our eyes follow the sparks upward as they dance in the air. We see that far above our dark circle is a shiny bright one. Grandmother Moon beams her full face upon us as we cuddle up close together upon our dear Mother Earth. And Grandmother Moon speaks. Hello, my precious ones. I have a story just for you. Close your eyes now and breathe gently. This is a good one. Once upon a time, far, far away in the deep, dark void of space, a dragon flew, darting through the darkness, swooping gracefully around nebulae, pushing past pulsars and circling round black holes. She was on a quest. She was searching for something. She didn't know what. She had been born from the chaos at the center of all that is. She had sprung free and left behind the bright lights she and her family had played amongst. She had left her family all behind, except for her grandmother, the old one, who had wound up tightly in a ball to be held carefully in her favorite granddaughter's claws. Grandmother had gone through many changes, that a time would come when her grandmother's experience and wisdom would be needed was something Gaia could feel in her bones. She had been flying a very long time, with no one for company but the old one. She was lonely, bored, and tired, but perked up when she saw a big star ahead. Ah, a star was always interesting. Maybe she'd find what she was searching for. The closer she got, the bigger it became, and before she realized it, she was caught up in a whirl around it. She was such a small sparkle in the blackness, spinning, captivated and mesmerized by the beauty of the much, much larger sparkle. I wonder. I don't think she really wanted to get away. She didn't seem to try very hard, but she didn't try to get much closer either. Slowly, as she spun, she recognized it was more than just beautiful. It was a presence, and the presence was interested in her. Impressed, aroused, she opened her wings and she opened her heart. Her notice and passion was answered with a meteor shower of fire, many more small sparkles in the darkness. She was swept into rapture and melted completely. Her bones flowing together as she spun. Her passion was so great that she transformed, and the meteors fertilized her, and new life was begun here upon Gaia, your mother. The water you drink is your mother's blood. It forms much of your body. The presence she was caught by is, of course, the sun. Both your parents as eternal to you in your current form, as you are to a termite. The life they create between them is growing upon the body of that questing dragon. Fed by the power of the sun under the watchful eye of Grandmother Moon. Yes, that's me. And now is my time. I'm here for you, young godling in many parts. I came to help you pull yourself together. There was a prophecy long ago that a child would be born. He was. But he was only one. Each one of you is an intrinsic part of what you will become. Those of you who have gone before, they are cells too, of the dragon you will become. And you've got a ways to go before that sweet day. There's a lot of co-creating to do and learning to listen inside for the best way rather than the usual. You're already doing better than you were. Keep it up. When you learn to pull yourself together, you will spread your beautiful new wings and you will rise from Mama Gaia's body, soar past the watchful eye of Great Grandmother Moon, and fly onward into the void. Maybe in your next transformation, you all will become a planet, perhaps a sun. The life cycle of a god is an eternity long, and the birth of a dragon, god or goddess, is as different from a human's as the birth of a butterfly is from that of a caterpillar. There is much that must happen before your wings can form. Why do you think butterflies exist? Could it be so we would become aware and enchanted with the thought of a different, transformative life cycle? Until you fly, you will experience separateness. It is a fundamental feature of the experience of human life at this time. The caterpillar takes that separateness to extremes. Inside the cocoon, the body of the caterpillar liquefies, dissolves into a liquid soup of cells. At a certain time, when the time is ripe, special imaginal cells are activated and start to attract others to them. And to our amazement, an entirely different form emerges from the cocoon. Let's use that amazement as a beginning. Add a little imagination and a dash of bemusement. Your social structures are dissolving, your families, your churches, your governments. Now you need to create new ones. You are the imaginal cells around which those structures will form. And when you fly, you will live happily ever after, together forever, outside of time. The end. Grandmother Moon closes the book. We become aware the fire has burned down to coals. It's time to go. As you start to gently move your fingers and toes, you realize that Grandmother Moon has gifted you with the taste of the future. While you've been listening, you've been growing wings that match your fairy size. Stretch your wings now. Try them out. Can you get a little height? Sure you can. Now, fly with me through the forest, home to your bodies where you can curl up right behind the heart that beats throughout your life. Soon you will stretch your body and open your eyes. Until then, sleep well and dream deeply. Tomorrow's another day, a gift of our great Father and great Mother, both parts, like we are, of all that is. Bless you and all you do.